Chapter 1. When nature has bountifully endowed a man with every gracious gift which should ensure for him success and felicity in life, when she has made him the fit subject for the boundless admiration or the unrestrained envy of his contemporaries, and when this favoured and fortunate man suddenly discloses leanings, propensities, instincts, which, rapidly developing into passions, he appears utterly powerless to bridle, precipitate him amidst the exuberant exultation of his enemies and the stone-eyed dismay of his friends into an abyss of disgrace and misery, it becomes more particularly the duty of an equitable biographer to inquire if either heredity, or parental example, or early training and environment can in any degree help the world to understand the formidable physiological problem, how in one and the same man can be allied supreme intelligence with reckless imprudence, a remarkable respect for society with an utter defiance of social observances, and the most refined hedonism with a taste for the coarsest frequentations. In the case of Oscar Wilde, the problem, when his descent and kinship have been studied, becomes even more intricate and perplexing. For while in his immediate parentage will be discovered people whose incontestable genius was united, as is so often the case, with pronounced moral degeneracy, his ascending lines, traced back to remote generations, display such solid qualities of sane normality and civic excellence that this unhappy man's aberration must appear one of those malignant, morbid developments which alarm and confound the psychologist when they unexpectedly produce themselves in a man's mentality, no less than as by the sudden development in the body of malignant and morbid growths, the practitioner is confounded and alarmed. It therefore becomes necessary, before proceeding to the account of the strange vicissitudes of his life, to investigate with more than usual care his descent and affinities. In this way alone can it be hoped that some light may be thrown upon the disquieting problem which his career discloses. It is an investigation which, when the laws of atavism shall, with the progress of science, be better understood, may enable an enlightened posterity to judge a most remarkable man, in many ways an ornament to humanity, with the justice which was refused to him in his lifetime, and will continue to be refused to his memory as long as the medieval obscurantism, from which we are only just beginning to emerge, still enswathes the minds of men. So important is the object to be attained by this investigation, for what purpose can transcend the attainment of justice, that if in its course personal considerations are ousted, and the pious reverence due to the dead may appear to be disregarded, these sacrifices cannot but be considered as imperatively imposed. Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde was born at No. 1 Merrion Square in the city of Dublin on the 16th of October 1854. So great a part of the task of telling the story of his life consists in correcting the mistakes of those who have written about him, in refuting unfair aspersions on his character, and in nailing venomous lies to the counter of public opinion, that particular attention may be called to the date of his birth. In such biographical notices of him as exist, the year in which this unhappy man was ushered into a world where he was to suffer so greatly is given as 1856. He was not born in 1856, but 2 years earlier. As this narrative proceeds, negations of far greater importance will have to be put upon record. His life, indeed, like that of many men who have been made the victims of the unreasoning hatred of his countrymen, might be almost told in a series of denials of current lies concerning his character and his deeds. As to the particular inaccuracy, however, to which attention is drawn above, it probably arose from his own misstatement. He professed an adoration for youth. His works contain many almost rhapsodical eulogies of physical and mental immaturity. And no doubt that, as he himself drew nearer to what he satirised in his plays as the usual age, he gave us the year of his birth, a date which made him appear 2 years younger than he really was. A friend of his, on one occasion...